From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. After yesterday's massive falls on the world's stock markets, activity today has been mixed. However, as Larry Miller reports from London, banks are taking a beating.
While Japan's Nikkei index fell 3% to its lowest point in 5 years, the main indices in Australia, South Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan closed higher. Australian stocks picked up after the central bank there announced a 1% interest rate cut. In early European trading, London is slightly lower, while Paris and Frankfurt are just in positive territory. In London, the Royal Bank of Scotland fell as much as 40% after being given a lower security rating. Lloyd's TSB and Barclays fell 10% after reports they warned Britain's Treasury chief to come up with a fundraising rescue plan. Barclays has since denied its requested public money. Elsewhere, Russia is loaning Iceland's central bank $5.4 billion. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Wall Street futures are slightly higher this morning, but U.S. stocks took another plunge yesterday with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing below 10,000 for the first time since October of 2004. Alan Valdez is a stock trader with Hilliard Lyons.
It's no confidence yet. There really is totally no confidence in the market at the moment. And that's what you're seeing. It's going to take a while for this to play itself out.
Part of the play out will involve the success of the government's efforts to bail out Wall Street firms and free up credit. Tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, Barack Obama and John McCain will face off in their second of three presidential debates. NPR's Mara Liasson has more on the story.
Tonight's debate is in a town hall format, with questions coming from an audience of 100 undecided Tennessee voters. The debate occurs as Obama has built a statistically significant national lead. That is, it's outside the margin of error. The tenor of the campaign has been getting more negative. Obama is running an ad reminding voters of McCain's role in the 1980s Keating Five scandal, and another one that seems to question McCain's mental stability. Sarah Palin is accusing Obama of working with a former domestic terrorist, and McCain described Obama as a, quote, Chicago politician. But tonight it may be difficult to continue that kind of tone. It's a lot harder to attack your opponent when you're on stage beside him and when a room full of voters are asking the questions. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The American author of a controversial book sharply critical of Obama has been detained in Kenya, the homeland of Obama's late father. Officials say they are checking Jerome Corsi's immigration status. Corsi is the author of The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality, and he wrote a book about 2004 Democratic nominee John Kerry, which launched the so-called Swift Boat attacks that helped to derail Kerry's White House bid. Oil prices are below $90 per barrel. This is NPR News. The prosecution is wrapping up its case in the trial of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. He's charged with lying on financial disclosure forms to conceal more than $250,000 in home renovations and other gifts from an oil contractor. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The star witness in the case is Bill Allen, the founder and CEO of a multi-million-dollar oil services company, who, among other things, arranged for his company's workmen to provide free labor on the renovation of Stevens' Alaska home. Stevens has said he requested all bills and paid all the ones he got. Yesterday, though, the prosecution played tape-recorded conversations between Stevens and Allen, in which Stevens seemed to know his legal troubles were serious.
The worst that can happen to us is we run a bunch of legal fees and might lose, and we might have to pay a fine, might have to serve a little time in jail. I hope to Christ it never gets to that.
It may not. The case for the prosecution has been bumpy at best so far. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Two Japanese scientists and a Japanese-born American are sharing the 2008 Nobel Physics Prize. Yochiro Nambu of the U.S. is recognized for his discovery of what's called spontaneous broken symmetry in subatomic physics, which the Swedish Academy says conceals nature's order under an apparently jumbled surface. Japanese scientists Makoto Kobayashi and Toshihide Masakawa are receiving their shares of the prize for explaining broken symmetry and requiring that the model for it be extended to three families of quarks. The quark is a basic component of matter. There are six known types or flavors of quarks. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News in Washington.